And all right, so just so you guys know before I start here, this is the first time it's rained in Phoenix on Easter in 25 years. Since 1999, but it's even that is a blessing from God, amen? All right, and we're still going to have the Easter egg hunt, so ain't that right, Pastor Robin? So get your kids ready to get wet, okay, amen? All right, sermon title today is He is Risen. No, I'm just kidding. It's Jesus is Alive. Amen? Amen? Jesus is alive. So happy Easter, Amazing Grace. He is risen indeed. Is Easter just a holiday with dyed eggs and yummy candy? Is it a time when children play and all dress so fine and dandy? Is Easter when adults find some much-needed relaxation? Is it a break from their work to enjoy a short vacation? Or does Easter remind us how Christ died our debt to pay? And does Easter remind us of how Christ rose on the third day? Easter, Easter, what a beautiful occasion. Easter, Easter, what a glorious celebration. Easter, Easter, Christ's resurrection is in view. Easter, Easter, He arose for me and for you. Amen? Unknown author, I don't know who wrote that. It wasn't me, but Jesus is alive. Amen? This morning, I want to talk to you guys just a few minutes on the importance of remembering that when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus is alive. I know many of you come here this morning with some burdens in your life. Some of you are grieving over the loss of someone that you lost that was close to you. Some of you are dealing with a serious illness or physical condition, either personally or for someone that you love. Some of you have financial problems and you're living under a pile of debt and are just barely making it. Some of you hate going to work each day because, frankly, you just don't like your job. Some of you are struggling in your marriages or with other relationships. Some of you have kids who have rebelled against God in spite of your best efforts to raise them according to biblical principles. For some of you, your own relationship with God is going through a dry spell and you just don't feel very close to Him anymore. And if you're not going through something like that right now, it's a certainty that you will encounter the same or similar problems in your life at some point. Maybe even much sooner than you think. And when we experience those kind of circumstances in our life and we can't see a way out, it's really easy for us to lose hope. That was certainly true of a group of women who went to the grave of Jesus that first Easter morning. On Friday afternoon, they watched the crucifixion of Jesus from a distance. They had followed Jesus for several years, providing what they could to sustain Him financially as Jesus ministered to others. They had watched Him heal people. They listened to Him teach about the kingdom of God. And eventually they came to believe that He was, in fact, the Savior they had been waiting for. But as they observed Joseph take the lifeless, bloodied, and disfigured body of Jesus down from the cross and wrap it in a linen shroud and place it in the tomb, their hopes had been dashed. So the women did the only thing they knew how to do. Because the Sabbath was approaching quickly, they went back home and they prepared spices and ointments with which they would return to the grave to properly prepare the burial. But because it was the Sabbath, they would have to wait until Sunday morning to return to the tomb and carry out that somber responsibility. So on Sunday morning, these women, who included Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, made their way to the tomb. There probably wasn't much conversation on the way there. Their hearts were just too heavy for that. They couldn't have been looking forward to the task that awaited them at the tomb. In his gospel account, Luke records what happened next at the beginning of Luke chapter 24. Please follow along as I read that passage that we've included in your bulletins. Amen. Or you can follow along in your own Bible, or you can just listen as I read the passage. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared, and they went to the tomb. They found that the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in white clothes that gleamed like white lightning stood beside them. And in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." Amen. What appeared to be two men in dazzling white clothes were undoubtedly angels. Amen. They were angels who had come to give a message to these women. And I want you to pay close attention to the next words they speak, because those words were the key to reviving the hope of these women, the hope that they had lost. And I'm convinced that they're also the key for us to find hope in the midst of our trials and in the midst of our problems today. And then verse 6 goes on to say, "Remember how he told you that while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners and be crucified and on the third day be raised again." On several occasions in the last year of his life, Jesus had revealed to his followers that he was going to be delivered into the hands of men, be rejected by religious leaders, and be killed. But he also said that he would rise from the dead on the third day. And obviously these women, as well as Jesus' disciples, they had either forgotten that, right? They'd either forgotten that, or maybe they never really believed that it was possible that he was going to rise from the dead. So they should have been looking forward to it with great anticipation. Instead, they had lost all hope, and most were in hiding, fearing that they might meet the same fate that Jesus met. One would even deny him. But with a single word, "remember," the women's despair was turned to joy. The angels had reminded them to remember, and their hope had been restored. Yes, they remembered, and Luke records that because of that hope, they immediately turned to tell the others that Jesus had indeed done exactly as he promised. Jesus had risen from the dead. Jesus was alive. Amen. And verse 8 says that they remembered his words. And when they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. For those women, the empty grave was the proof that Jesus was indeed the Messiah they had been waiting for. If he fulfilled his promise to rise from the grave on the third day, they reasoned, then everything else Jesus had said and taught must be true as well. And I can guarantee you that for the rest of their lives, every time these women passed that empty grave, they were reminded that hope was alive because Jesus is alive. The empty tomb. Little Philip was born with Down syndrome, and he attended a third grade Sunday school class with several 8-year-old boys and girls. Typical of that age, the children did not readily accept Philip with his differences, according to an article in Leadership Magazine. But because of a creative teacher, they began to care about Philip and accept him as part of their group, though not fully. The Sunday after Easter, the teacher had brought Legs pantyhose containers. You guys remember those? The kind that look like big eggs, right? Look like a large egg? Right. Each receiving one, the children were told to go outside on that lovely spring day, find a symbol for new life, and put it back in the egg in the container. Back in the classroom, they would share their new life symbols, opening the containers one by one in surprise fashion. And after running about the church property in wild confusion, the students returned to the classroom and they placed their eggs on the table. Surrounded by the children, the teacher began to open the eggs one by one. And after each one, whether it was a flower or a butterfly or a leaf, the class would go, ooh, and ah, right? Then one was open, revealing nothing inside. The children exclaimed, that's stupid. That's not fair. Somebody didn't do their assignment. Young Philip spoke up and he said, that's mine. They said, Philip, don't you ever do things right? There's nothing inside the egg. There's nothing there. Philip said, I did so do it. I did it. It's empty. The tomb was empty. Silence followed. From then on, Philip became a full member of the class. He died not long afterward from an infection that most normal children would have shrugged off. But at the funeral, this class of eight-year-olds marched up to the altar, not with flowers that day, but with their Sunday school teacher, and each of them laid an egg, an empty pantyhose leg, on the coffin. And this morning, I want to encourage all of us by reminding us that we can have that same kind of hope. Amen? We can have that same kind of hope by doing what young Philip did and what those women did, remembering the empty grave. We might not be walking past it every day like they were, but we can remember the empty grave. Amen? Because when we remember the empty grave, we're reminded that hope is alive, and we know that Jesus is alive. Amen? If Jesus could overcome death by rising from the grave and leaving an empty tomb, then there's nothing in your life, nothing that Jesus can't handle. But that doesn't mean that Jesus is going to take away all your problems now, does it? Or even that he's going to remove them from you. Just the very short time before he was arrested and crucified, Jesus told his disciples that in this world, they were going to have tribulation. That goes for us too, amen? They were going to have tribulation, but the good news is Jesus said that he would overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. And the empty grave is the proof of that. The empty grave is the proof of that. Later this morning, I'm going to be talking about the ultimate hope for those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus is what guarantees that all of us, amen? All of us who trust in him will one day also experience a physical resurrection and get to spend the rest of eternity in his presence. Our time here is very short, amen? It's about eternity. Remembering the empty grave is also what gives us hope right now, because Jesus is alive and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf. I can be confident that he will get us through whatever problems we might have in our lives. He will give us the strength. If you're going through some serious physical problem or illness right now, remember the empty grave and know that hope is alive because Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. Whether he chooses to heal you right now or not, the empty grave ensures that one day you're going to be fully healed. Amen. You're going to get a new body that'll never wear out, it'll never get sick, and you'll never have to get all those operations again, Wes. Amen. And if you have financial problems right now, remember the empty grave and know that hope is alive because Jesus is alive. He has promised that he cares deeply about you, and he will provide for our every need. He will provide for our every need, and the empty grave ensures that Jesus keeps his promises. Amen? Amen? He keeps his promises. If you're having problems in your marriage or with your kids or with some other relationship, remember the empty grave and know that hope is alive because Jesus is alive. If you let him, Jesus will help you transform your relationships. And I'm not going to lie to you, that may very well be a painful process because it means you might have to change more than the other person has to change. If you hate your job, remember that the empty grave and know that hope is alive because Jesus is alive. If you'll let him, Jesus will help you learn how to work for God. Amen? How to work for God rather than working for men. And you'll understand that your work is actually serving God and his people. I got in trouble one time for passing that around at work. I used to tell them all the time, my boss is Jesus Christ. And by doing that, by serving God and his people, that will do far more to change your attitude about your job than just doing what you're probably tempted to do and change jobs, right? Amen? And the empty grave is evidence that Jesus can do that as well. Whatever your problem is, whatever trial you're going through right now or in the future, remember the empty grave, because the empty grave means hope is alive and Jesus is alive. It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? You mean all I got to do is remember the empty grave and Jesus is going to take away all my problems, right? If you've been listening carefully, I hope that's not what you heard me say. Because as we close, let me leave you with a couple of important caveats, okay? Amen? First and most importantly, the empty grave only provides hope for those who believe. Amen? Those who believe that Jesus rose from the dead and who are placing their trust in him alone. In him alone, and the basis for their, and that he's the basis for your relationship with God. Amen? Because we can only have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what the women at the grave did that morning. Up to that point, they didn't believe that Jesus was going to conquer their sins by dying on a cross and prove his victory over death by rising from the grave. They didn't believe it, amen? Until the angels spoke to them. The moment they saw the empty tomb, they were reminded of the words of Jesus. They immediately trusted in Jesus as their means for their relationship with God. If you've been trying to approach God by any other means than Jesus, by trying maybe to live a good life or by going to church, for instance, and what do we say, punching your ticket, right? Then unfortunately, the empty grave really won't be a source of hope for you. Amen? It's about a relationship. The good news, though, is that you can do something about that this morning. You can place your trust in what Jesus did for you through his death and resurrection over 2,000 years ago. The second caveat is that, and I've already mentioned it, is that trusting in Jesus like that and remembering the empty grave doesn't guarantee that Jesus is going to take away all your problems, amen, or even fix them. Unlike us, Jesus sees the big picture, amen? He sees beyond our problems. He sees the big picture, and he understands that sometimes for our own good and for his glory, he takes us through these difficult times. Amen. He gives us the strength. But what the empty grave does, what it guarantees is that his grace will be sufficient for me, that I don't have to go through those times alone. Amen? We don't have to go through those times alone because Jesus goes through those times with us. Hope is alive. Amen? Hope is alive. When I remember the empty grave, I'm reminded that hope is alive because Jesus is alive. And as we close this morning, the question all of us must ask is this: how am I going to make sure that the truth makes a difference for us personally? Right? How's the truth going to make a difference for you? So I want to challenge all of us to think about that and to take some time, some kind of concrete action in your life. Amen? Take a concrete action to make sure that the empty grave will make a difference in your life as well. If you've never placed your trust in Jesus, we invite you to do that today. Because when we lay it all at the cross, that empty grave will make a real difference in our lives. Amen? Trust me, it'll be the best decision you ever make. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Ain't that right, Jess?
Praise God.
Amen. And if you've already made that decision, then I want to encourage you to face whatever problems in whatever trials you might be facing right now by remembering the empty grave, which provides genuine hope because it proves Jesus is alive.
Yes, he is.
Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's a gift of God because of the cross and because of the empty grave. The resurrection was a victory over sin and death. On Friday, the cross of Christ was a payment for our debt. But Sunday has come, and the resurrection is God's receipt for that payment in full. Jesus came out of the grave victorious over death, and he promises us that if we believe in him, we too shall be raised from the grave one day. Jesus demonstrated that he was God by coming back from the dead and keeping the promise he made in gaining victory over death. Easter is about the fact that we have a living Lord who invites us to have a relationship with him that will not only change our life in the here and now, but it'll change us for all of eternity. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to God that he is risen.
Let us
pray. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you this morning, Lord. I praise you with tears in my eyes, Father, for all that you've done for me and all of us, for the restoration that you've done in our lives, for the hope that you give us all in this world of sin, for the power that you give us, Lord, in your name. We thank you, Father, for the beautiful, beautiful promise that gives us hope, that gives us peace, that gives us freedom, that gives us victory. We love you, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.